Great. Thank you very much. And good afternoon, everyone. My name is Manuela McDonough, and I work at the National Council of La Raza. In today's talk, I will be describing our Comprando Rico y Sano healthy shopping program. The Walmart Foundation has provided funding for this project. However, everything that I will be presenting, including the results, are the sole opinion of NCLR. Just a little background on NCLR. We are the largest Hispanic advocacy and civil rights organization in the U.S. We were founded in 1968, and we work to improve the opportunities for Hispanics in the U.S. We have a network of about 300 community-based organizations that are affiliated with NCLR, and we provide capacity building and technical assistance to these CBOs that provide direct services to Latinos in 44 states, D.C., and Puerto Rico. In addition to our advocacy work, we also do programmatic work. So we have departments in health, workforce development, education, and community wealth building. And the Institute for Hispanic Health is the department that houses NCLR's health programs. And we aim to improve the health and well-being and quality of life for Hispanics. We partner with our affiliates, government agencies, private funders to implement, evaluate culturally competent, linguistically appropriate public health interventions. The objective of the Comprando Rico y Sano project, which translates to delicious shopping and healthy and delicious shopping, was to design and test a community-based approach to nutrition education and healthy shopping program that was specifically targeted towards Latinos over the age of 18 who were primarily Spanish-speaking. We wanted to increase knowledge, change attitudes, increase behavioral intent around healthy eating and healthy shopping on a budget. With all of our programs, we go through a six-phase process, and it's very participatory with our affiliates. We're constantly getting feedback and suggestions from our affiliates as we develop the program. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about the materials development, and then I'll talk about evaluation and follow-up. The materials include a toolkit which encompasses this flip chart, which the promotor uses as an educational tool to give the charla or health education session. You have the colorful pictures on the front and then talking points on the back. Everything is in English and in Spanish, bilingual. And in addition to this, we have a guide for the promotor as they're performing the education session to sort of help them prepare and help them be on cue. And so it's a very interactive session. It lasts about 2 hours long. So it's actually two components. So the first component is the nutrition education piece, and it includes different activities. It includes handouts for the participants to take home with them that sort of reviews the key points that were discussed, as well as some other resources that they can use when they are home. And then the second phase of the project is the tour of the grocery store. So we have evaluation results for both sections. And this section right here talks about the nutrition education session. So we tested this project with three of our affiliates, Altamed Medical Services in LA, Luz Social Services in Tucson, Arizona, and ProSalud in Houston, Texas. And we reached, we were able to collect about 1,400 evaluations, but we're able to reach many, many more. And then there were a total of about 314 grocery store tour guides. Typical participant is female, average age of 40, is married, has about three children. We reached approximately, the majority were from Mexico. 93.2% indicated that Spanish was their primary language, and 40.2% indicated that they were bilingual in English and Spanish. And the majority of the participants had heard from the program through a community health worker or a friend or family. We, in terms of the impact of the trial, we were able to show an increase in knowledge, which is great. This is one example of the questions that we asked around knowledge regarding MyPlate, and if they were familiar with MyPlate. And post-test, about 91% of the participants were familiar. In terms of daily food consumption, the recommended daily food consumption for grains, fruit, and vegetables, as you can see about, there is an increase from the pre to the post, which is great. 94% said that they are going to engage in eating the recommended daily consumption for fruits and vegetables. In terms of healthy lifestyles, there is a component that we talk about the importance of physical activity. So as you can see here, the post-test, there were about 90.8% of the participants said that they thought that engaging in regular physical activity was really important. 88.3% wanted to engage in drinking more water and less sugary beverages. So overall, the majority of participants indicated that they would be likely to engage in a variety of healthy eating practices in the 6 months following their participation in the CHARLA. These practices included drinking water, eating the recommended portions of fruits and vegetables, and eating less fried food. Some behaviors, however, most notably drinking fewer sweetened beverages and eating less fried food, were less likely to occur. As you can see, here we have a list of what behaviors, people, eating practices, people are most likely to engage in the next 6 months, and drinking fewer sweetened beverages, there was about 57.5% of not. So obviously there is a need for more education around reducing the consumption of sweetened beverages. In terms of the store tours, we did about a total of about 314 adults participated in the store tour. And the promotoras worked with local grocery stores to set up these tours. And it tended to be at a different time from the nutrition session. So it was one session with the promotora around nutrition was set up, and then the following week, grocery tour session was set up. So this is just how the breakdown of how many grocery tour participants participated per site. And again, the demographics of the grocery store participants tended to be female, average age of about 40, married with about three kids. And they mostly shopped at large retailers like Walmart, SuperTarget, Costco. A significantly higher percent indicated that they would buy whole grain products, such as cereals, bread, and tortillas, every time they went grocery shopping after the tour. As part of the tour, they did a scavenger hunt where they had to go around and select healthy foods. In addition to the scavenger hunt, they also were required to select a healthy meal that was under $10. And these activities have shown to be significant in increasing participants, or saying that, sorry, that significantly higher percentage of participants indicated that they would buy reduced fat and low fat dairy products after the tour. So the same practices were observed in the purchasing of lean meat. So we're seeing that there is a positive outcome after the participation in the tours. This just lays out the pre and the post test. So you can see that about 75% said that they would try to every time reduce buying fat and low-fat dairy products. About 65% said that every time they would try to buy lean meat, and then about 70% said that they would try to buy whole grain products. There was also a significant increase in the number of people who indicated that they were very confident that they could find healthy foods when shopping after they participated in the store tour. The percentages of people indicating that they were not confident or found it difficult to identify healthy foods in the grocery store also significantly dropped after this activity. So about 72% after the activity said they felt very confident that they could find healthy foods, and then about 67% said that they thought it would not be difficult to identify healthy foods in a grocery store. So as a result of these positive results from the pilot testing, we actually are going to be expanding the program to 25 other sites across the U.S. with our affiliates. So we're really excited about that, and hopefully next year we can present the findings on that. Thank you.